Hi guys, I'm on my way to London today. I've got my rehearsed reading this evening. I've just come into the train station at Loughborough and found, I think you can probably hear, some speeches coming out of quite directional speakers in a just on the edge of the platform. And there's someone here with a big camera and some expensive looking equipment who's from, is it BBC East Midlands?
Yes, that's right, yes.
And you're covering this today.
Yes, my name's Mark Heathcote. I'm a video journalist for the BBC, so I do all my own shooting and editing. And we're covering this because it's an art installation.
In case you needed proof that we are actually in a train station, there you go.
That's a train going past at about 100 miles an hour, which is really scary until you get used to it. But this is all about, it's an art installation by Loughborough University.
Okay.
And they've commissioned this work, which is about memory and language and the way people can recount particularly traumatic things that have happened to them through their language, use of language. And this is two soldiers and the wife of one of the soldiers, and it's been edited together in such a way as it's supposed to use a juxtaposition of the soldier's experience and the wife's experience, and they cross over and overlap each other's experiences. So it's a very interesting piece.
That is really interesting, and I think there aren't many people who haven't necessarily been affected by the... I mean, I've got a cousin in Afghanistan, I've got a school friend in Iraq, and I know someone very recently whose best friend from home died recently in Afghanistan. So it's a very relevant thing, and I think that what you don't get from the media so often, or the newspapers are always talking about how many flak jackets there are, how many helicopters, and that you don't get the human impact so often because, you know, that news isn't there to do that. So I think art has quite an important role in bringing this to people. So
yeah, absolutely. It's always the problem when you see something on television, hear it on the radio, you're a step back from it. It doesn't really affect you that much. But to come here and actually stand and make an effort to listen to the soldier's story and to the wife's story as well really brings you into their world, and you really connect with it far more, I think.
Cool. Where's your coverage going on?
This is for East Midlands today, so it broadcasts at 1:30 and 6:30 throughout the week.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks very much for your time.
No problem.